We are now very, very happy to have Tarek and Ashul from the Lesbos LGBTIQ Refugee Solidarity Group on the phone to be able to hear a little bit about your work and about the situation for LGBTIQ on Lesbos. We are assuming that many people find it very, or it's very necessary for many people to hide their sexual orientation in order to avoid stigmatization and violence, especially within the camp. How does it work in your group, or in how do you meet people, and how do you find them, or do they find you?
There are many ways. It's different. For example, one of the ways is going through Facebook and see about the group. You can, after that, you can text one of the coordinators so that after some considerations, they will call you. They will invite you. First of all, they will have a conversation with you, with one of the main members or coordinators of the group. Then after that, they will add you to the WhatsApp group, and they are bringing you to the meetings of the group that are twice a week. Now, because of the corona and because of lockdown, we don't have any physical meeting. But before we had, and nowadays we are having online meetings. Another way is that, for me, for example, my psychologist, she was very kind. She introduced me after some sessions that we were speaking. I trust her, and I told her about my story, because you know that an LGBT member can never speak with anyone about his or her attitude. This is very dangerous, especially in Moria, every part of the Moria. It is not safe at all for anyone to speak about his or her attitude for any reason. I spoke with my psychologist. He had a conversation with me, and he introduced me with one of the coordinators of the group. Then I was invited to be there, and now I'm happy to be among this wonderful group.
Who is in this group? Are you mostly men, or are there also women and trans people?
We are different people from different nationalities and different religions. We have more variety, and we are Farsi speakers, we are French speakers, we are English speakers, we are different. And also we have different volunteers who are coming here doing coordination job. So everyone in the group is welcomed, is an honorable member. We have doctors here, we have psychologists, we have lawyers, we have every kind of members, queer members. So we have different people with different attitudes, but all in one group and having the same orientations, and we are just happy to see each other and to meet.
And during your meetings, or more general, you already mentioned that you have a Facebook group, a Facebook page and a WhatsApp group, and that there are different, that the group is so diverse. What are you doing during your meetings, when you are meeting? You were mentioning the doctors and the lawyers. Is it also about giving advice in experts' ways, or is it exchanging the situations and how to deal with conflicts or with the situation of being queer in this very heterosexual and often not friendly environment? Or what does your group do?
Inside the group, when we have meetings, everyone gathers, everyone will come to see each other. We say hello, we greet each other, we hug each other. Before the lockdown, we had nice meetings, and still we have a nice one online, so that we can see each other, we ask about each other's health, we speak about our needs, our expectations from the group, and the group always, and the group says that, for example, whether if you need something, just let us know. We speak about everyone, every individual or every member has the chance to speak, to express his feelings, his or her feelings, anything that he likes. We have interpreters in the group. Everyone can speak in the language that he feels free, French, Farsi, English, whatever, Arabic. So we are happy. Just sometimes we have parties, sometimes we have fun. And it's a place to be there to enjoy, to speak about ourselves, our attitude, in that group, nobody, it's not like the society that people are laughing, people are making fun of us, people are despising us, people are torturing us, they are marking us. Nobody suffers there, nobody laughs you there. It's a really quiet and safe place for everyone to express his or her feelings. It doesn't make difference that who you are or what difficulties you have had. Of course, we speak about them. But the solidarity is very important that we have inside the group. Some of the members are in a safe house, which is great. The group is accommodating people. Mostly those members who are living in Moria, which is very bad. The group is trying to help them, put them on the agenda to help them more. And we have the chance to meet our lawyers in the meetings. We have the chance to deliver people the bus cards so that they can come and go easily. We have the chance to speak and different other activities. For example, one session we had a nice poetry meeting, which was great. They will tell the group that we need a party, we need to have fun. We say, that's okay. And I think that's perfect. Everything is amazing and every member is respected and we have everything inside our group.
That sounds really very wonderful and really strengthening. You already mentioned it a bit. Perhaps you would share a bit more about what does the living situation of queer refugees look like in a camp like Moria, and how about the situation outside the camp, for example, in the city of Mytilini. How is living there, moving there?
You know, inside the camp, you can never speak with anyone. You cannot trust anyone to say that, oh, I'm homosexual, I'm trans, I'm like this, I'm like this. But inside the group, no problem. We speak about it. We are proudly expressing our ideas. But inside the Moria camp, it's not, never, an LGBT member can, it's not a good idea to speak about, to tell the story to any random guy or even to the police or the authorities. No, it's impossible. For example, me, until now, it's interesting to know that my family even doesn't know that I'm LGBT. In my country, the situation is like this. You cannot tell anyone, and your family even, maybe they push you away. Maybe for sure, they have no idea about. The problem is that just we are different. God created us like this. We shouldn't feel shame. But in our society, or inside Moria, the same. We have the same people. For an LGBT, it's never safe and never you can talk about yourself that I'm this or I'm that, because they cannot understand. They try to push you away. They don't like to speak with you. They'd like to mark you. They like to, maybe they laugh at you. Some people try to rape you. This is very bad. It is. How can you imagine? Some people, maybe they kill you. They threat you. They take your money. They take yourself on every bad behavior that you can imagine. I think in Mytilini, it is better somehow. Not every time. It's better. In some places, it's better. But also, the same people from Moria are hanging in the city, and so it's the same. Nobody should know that you are an LGBT, especially for trans people, that it is not acceptable. Even here, I know that this is Europe, but trans people have much difficulties here when the other people see them, see their appearance, say that they are queer. They try to do something against them. That's it.
You said that several, or I assume the most of your group are traveling alone. We were wondering if some of you already knew each other from previous places, from previous stops on your way, or are all of you mainly traveling alone and learn to know each other within the group?
Almost all of us travel alone for lots of reasons. But it happens that, for example, after when a newcomer comes to the group, a new member is welcome to the group, he or she will see some familiar faces which has been, for example, in Moria in the Foodland. When mm-hmm. you are living in Moria, always you have to go to take your food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it takes a long time. And you will meet a lot of random guys, different people, and this is the only way that you can have something to eat. So you will see that every newcomer who comes to the group will see some faces that may look similar to him or her. Because Moria has a lot of population. People are not separated. They are living close to each other. And unfortunately, nowadays, we are seeing that the idea of a closed camp is implemented inside Moria camp. It's like a closed camp. You can easily go there, but you cannot easily come out of the Moria camp. For a reason, for example, going to the city is very, very difficult. The police will stop you in several stages. I mean, you need a special paper, a very special reason to go out of the Moria. So it happens that some members see each other very few, accidentally and by chance.
Thanks a lot, Arshel, for sharing so much of your experience and information about the group. We were wondering if there are ways to support your group that you can share with us and also with a broader audience, with the people who are listening to the interview. Are there ways to support you?
First of all, I need to thank you because of this interview and broadcasting it. And I really appreciate that you care about us. And this community needs the support of any kind. I think, for example, the sources are limited here. We have lots of members that they have needs and expectations. They need support. They need to feel supported inside the group. And it needs foundation, of course, for everything. You need money. And we have money, but it is limited, and the foundation is not that strong for us. We need we have one safe house here, which is limited, you know. Nobody should know the address. Nobody should know why they are living together, why the police should not know about you. And, you know, there are a lot of restrictions. Then every member had some special needs. Some of them need clothing that, of course, the group will give them. Some of them need special things. Most of them are in Moria that are special cases. I call them more than vulnerable. Everyone is vulnerable inside the group, but they are more. And always they have needs that you understand us, that you care about us, that you listen to our voice. This is very, very good. And I'm very happy that you are speaking to me. And the group needs, I think, spiritual or like a spiritual support.
Thanks. And for people who want to reach out to you, is it possible that you share the kind of Facebook contact or that we share it? So if people are saying, I'd like to support the group with money, with whatever, with spiritual or and emotional support, how is that possible? How can people know about you? In which ways?
I think the media, the social media is the best way. Facebook. We have contact numbers. We have the group also, WhatsApp group. And you can easily access one of our coordinators, and then you can arrange the time. Then you can manage how you can support. In what extent and what kind of support do you mean? What is the definition of support for you and how you can do something for the group, which is great, and we are happily inviting people to join us.
Okay, we'll spread the word, and I can say thank you so much for the opportunity to talking to you. We are very happy that you are on the phone.
You're welcome.
Hoping to speak again.
Me too.